All over here in Austin Stack Park in the 2025 Leash Fan sponsored County District Cup Final, and East Kerry have beaten Tralee District on a scoreline of 2-11 to 2-8. I'm delighted to be joined by Captain Jerry Maroney, two goal scorer Eric Corcoran, and manager James O'Shea. Well done, lads. A great win tonight.
All right. Love that. I suppose, now, the last few minutes, we really left it behind us. Same to first 20, all dropped short. With a few goals, Eric himself with a few chances, hit off the post. We were unlucky. We were unlucky, and I could regard them as lucky with a few. They hit off the post and in. Like, we could have won that game earlier, but overall, we're very happy with the result in the end. Very happy.
And Eric, you got a goal before half time, but the late goal, I think it was about after 59 minutes, that was the crucial one.
Yeah.
When you got the ball at that moment, you said the goalie come out to meet you this time, and you took it round him the first half. He saved it, didn't he? And he was the most after.
Yeah.
And it was a great finish, actually, but the angle wasn't great to be putting it in from.
Yeah.
And James, you've been with the boys all year. We talked after the first match against West Kerry. What's the reward now tonight?
Yeah, no, it was excellent. I mean, one of the traits of this team has been the comeback. I mean, we were 4 points down against North Kerry, and we came back to draw at 5 points down against St. Brendan's, and we won by a point. And even though tonight we were playing poorly in places, again, we finished strong. And look, it's a lot about the bench as well. We had 4 or 5 lads off the bench, and they absolutely turned the game on its head. I mean, the ball for Eric's goal, which was well taken, but Patrick O'Connor moved the ball in, and Killian O'Sullivan gave a massive off the bench. I mean, Mark Kilman was brilliant as well. And look, the guys that came off, there was no fault, and we had to make an excellent switch from a positional switch at the start, because look, they had our measure really technically on the field, but look, we had to outthink them again, and look, we moved the guys in and out, and look, at least look, the gods were with us tonight, and look, we needed a little bit to supplement the hard work and the class footballers. I mean, these guys are superb young footballers, and look, I'd love to be with them again in 2 years' time when we try and retain and win the under 16. In 2 years' time. Yeah.
Brave words early.
Brave words early. Look, I was saying to the guys in the dressing room, I know we have a few players 22, 23 years of age, and they've won 14, 16s, minors, 20, 21s, and senior. And I mean, look, a lot of these players are well capable of that.
Yes, they
and
are.
And the skill sets are frightening, but there's a massive work rate as well, you know. On that note, thank you, and it has been a brilliant campaign. And look, again, East Kerry board have been marvellous. I mean, Gary is just superb chairman, and Matt was there to lead us with us, and the management team. Look, we kept it very tight. I have to put a huge thanks to Martin Driver as coach. He was trying something new most nights. We were just trying to get Eric free as well, because we know how good he is, and Alex Finn, they were all kind of our finishers. And of course, Paul O'Donoghue. Look, Paul is just, you know, he's played with this drive for maybe 50 years at the stage. And look, if we need a plumber, ring Paul, I don't know. and I suppose finally we had Sinead Myers with a lovely backbone team, you know. So look, we're very happy. And Josh Coffey from Beaufort, who again would be involved in the Kerry setup on the range. So look, overall, job well done. The most enjoyable 6 or 7 weeks I had in a while. Great bunch of lads, and look, delighted for them.
Yes.
Deserved it.
Yes, you know? None of that gets done without the hard work behind the scenes.
I mean, we had 32 players training every week, you know, and we actually, even though there's 6 clubs, they came together as if they were a club, and they've all signed a disclaimer that they won't play against Fossa in the upcoming under 14 East Kerry League.
Well, so we'll have to watch that out. Thanks again, lads, and well done to East Kerry. Good luck.